This recording is produced from Open Reel Tapes, originally recorded for Vancouver Community College, Langara Campus, in 1974. This program forms part of the Langara College Real History Project, which restores and preserves British Columbia's oral history. This project is funded in part by the British Columbia 2000 Millennium Arts and Heritage Fund, in partnership with Vancouver Public Library and Langara College. Copyright for this product is held by Langara College. It may not be reproduced in whole or in part in any form without permission from the copyright holder. The title of this recording is H.W. German, Early Fraser Valley Farmer. The interviewer is Morag McLaughlin. The interviewee is H.W. German. The audience consists of British Columbia history students at Vancouver Community College, Langara Campus.
He's one of the originals in the Fraser Valley Milk Producers Association, and he's farmed in the valley for years. Mr. German, I'd like it if you would tell these students something about the Fraser Valley Milk Producers Association, why you belong to it, what sort of function you feel it performed in the valley. Do you mind telling us about that?
Well, we'll go back before most of you were born, 1917. I was farming at Agassiz at the time, and conditions generally was dog-eat-dog. There was no cooperation between different individuals at all. And I talked to the group over there several different times and started a milk producers group at Agassiz, a little group, in 1917.
Now, that milk producers group, what were you going to do with your milk in that group?
Well, the individuals were selling in Vancouver, but the surplus, it went to Borden, two or three of the big manufacturers, but the price they gave was ridiculous, sometimes about 12 cents a pound, butterfat. By the way, the milk is sold not for the gallon, but by the butterfat. The butterfat is the amount of cream solids in the milk that will produce butter. And that's how the price of milk is governed. Now, it isn't, I might be shipping milk that will only produce 2% butterfat. And my neighbor might be producing milk from a herd of Jersey cows, say, for instance, that will produce 6%. Well, there was a kind of a bitter feeling between the two of us. Well, he produced 10 gallons of milk, same as I do. He get three times as much as I do. And that was one of the main reasons why we started the co-op. I'm going to call the Fraser Valley the co-op because it was a cooperative of farmers got together for to better their financial positions. So in 1917, we decided on a small way, a fuel ship to the Standard Dairy, in larger groups. Before it was individual, but now it was groups from 10 up. And it went on very successful, and I think it was in 1920 that the Fraser Valley milk producers started in big business. They bought out one of the largest dairies in Vancouver, the Standard Milk Plant, the Standard, and from...
That was the 8th Avenue plant then, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the, what they used at the 8th Avenue plant, was that Standard originally?
I just forget where it was, but... there was no dairy there at the 8th Avenue. We started that right from scratch. When we got larger, the Standard wasn't big enough and wasn't in the right position, right in the heart of the city, and we wanted to be a little more on the outskirts. But since we started, the city has grown. Oh, that's all right. I was just thinking where I should go from there.
Can I have somebody has a question? Do you have any questions?
Any questions? If you've got any, I'll do my best to answer them.
848.
Hmm?
In 1917. There were 848 members, right?
Yeah, something like that. Well, our membership now isn't nearly as large as it was, say, 6 years ago, because a lot of the smaller fellows has sold out to the larger producers. But we are handling more milk than we were at that time. But it's from less individuals than it used to be. But I honestly think that the Fraser Valley Milk Producers Association is the leading cooperative dairy in the Old Dominion of Canada. That's taken in a lot of ground. Now, I've covered from one coast to the other, visited different dairies, but there's nothing in my mind that'll equal it in any way. We down there, by the way, have you been through the Fraser Valley plant? Well, I'm going to suggest that the first opportunity you get, make arrangements with the manager of the plant. They're Jack Gray.
Yeah. Jack Gray's no longer there. No, Jack Gray's not there anymore.
Oh, is that so?
No, he's working for the BC Dairymen's Association or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jack would tell you who to contact anyway.
Well, yes, we could easily arrange that. Or, you know, a group of you, if you're interested,
yeah,
could do that on your own, quite easily.
But it would be well worth your while, and there you'd see the milk landed from the farmers, tested, cans washed, the milk cooled.
When you first formed the co-op, did all of the farmers in the area join in, or were there some that didn't join in?
There were a few. A few, I say, 200 or 300, I guess, that were selfish. By staying out, they could ship all their milk to a private individual, and instead of bearing their share of the surplus on the market, they were putting all their milk on what we call the old milk market. And they were getting around 10 cents a pound butterfat more than the members of the co-op were.
Was it generally those who had cows that were producing the higher butterfat that stayed private and didn't join the co-op?
No, it didn't make no difference in the amount of fat that was in the milk at that time, because they were paid on the amount of fat, but it was the quality, the keeping qualities of that milk that counted chiefly, meaning that it was well handled from the time it was taken from the cow to the time that was put in the bottles for distribution in Vancouver.
In 1928, there was a milk inquiry because there was so much friction between independents and co-op members, and that milk inquiry report is available, and you can learn a lot about the milk industry in that period from that report. Remember the Clement report?
Yes, Dean Clement, yes. Yes, by the way, he sat under this tree for about an hour with me one time talking.
When he was doing his work for the committee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mr. German, I don't think we're going to keep you much longer. We're really very obliged to you for talking to us today.